This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Patio Well. Increase your backyard storage space. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Fora Care. Shop accurate and reliable home health products. Save 10% off with code FITHEALTH. Best Buy Gear. Shop electric bikes, robot vacuum cleaners, and more. Save 4% off with code FIT4. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 675.
675.
My name's Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
I don't know. It feels like Louisiana here in Chicago. So it's so hot and balmy. We're dying, but I'm currently in the basement. So all's well.
That's right. It's like 90 degrees at fucking 9:30, something like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just kind of crazy. I don't know about you, but these days, like, they suck the energy out of me. Go outside for a while.
Suck the life out of you.
You're just like, I know why people walk so slow in the South. Because exactly. It's hot.
It's hot as fuck.
It's too hot. Yeah.
Hey, the Bears are undefeated in the preseason. What does that mean?
That happened before. It doesn't mean shit.
Doesn't mean they're going to the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl. No. Go Bears, Super Bowl. Put a bet in.
Preseason.
Super Bowl. We're Super Bowl bound. Let's do the Super Bowl shovel.
Have you been watching the show?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's good. I wish they would swear, but I think they had some kind of deal with, like, the McCaskies. The owners didn't want fucking swearing. Fucking A, man. So no one's swearing on the show. It's not authentic.
Yep. It's not authentic. I agree. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Tyson Bagent, though, the way he's being portrayed on the show. And, you know, he's exciting. Smart guy. I know that the quarterbacks have to remember a lot of shit, but when on the last episode, they were like talking about what was happening in the game. And I saw like 3 seconds and he had like 2 minutes of shit to talk about. I was like, how can you see all of that that's happening in like 7 seconds? And you know, all the
reps,
it's like a chess game.
Yes.
Crazy. But go Bears. I'm keeping my hopes down.
I'm going full bore. Super Bowl or bust.
Jesus.
They're not going to do that well.
No way.
But 10-7. I'm sticking with 10-7.
I'm going to go 9-8 still. Okay. Still saying 9-8. I think we might make the wild card, and then we'll lose the wild card game. That's what I think.
Well, we have more wins than Green Bay. That's the question.
And the White Sox, who are currently the worst
record,
team
right?
ever, perhaps, in baseball. The first they've got 100 losses faster than any other team in 108 years. The last time it happened,
it's like
when baseball started. That's the last time it happened.
Holy shit.
So we're pretty bad. I'm a big Sox fan. It's sad to watch.
Yeah, it used to be. I don't know how you derail that bad. Are you really trying to get the number one pick? Is that what they're trying to do? I don't know how the picks work, but fuck, that ain't good.
No.
Let's see. I got one other story before we get into it. I got viciously mauled by a flamingo this weekend.
What? How's it? Wait, at the zoo or something?
At the zoo.
Okay.
So I learned a lesson. You can do these animal encounters. So my daughter, we were celebrating her birthday. We went to the zoo and you get to get in the pond, like this big pond at Brookfield Zoo, and they give you like a ladle with water and food for the flamingos. And then they come up and they'll like eat the food out of the little bucket, the ladle that you're giving them.
Nice.
The lady that's the trainer, she said, you got to watch out for this one. He's spicy. So, you know, just keep an eye out. So, you know, we're doing feeding.
How do you tell them apart? They're all pink.
Well, the males are super tall.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and they eat like fucking assholes. Like the females are like just casually eating. The males get in there like, bleh, bleh. Like, what are you doing? Chill out, man. And I don't know. At some point, the guy was eating out of my cup and he just rears up and he's like, I think I want a piece of you. And he goes, on my wrist. I'm like, ah, motherfucker. And then I'm thinking back to the Ultimate Fighter show with Chael Sonnen and Wanderlei Silva, like, I can't let you get close. So every other time I'm like, oh, like keeping my distance, because like the males kept trying to square up on me. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Because when they square up, they're like 5 foot. I'm like,
well,
I ain't
that's huge.
Slapping a fucking flamingo, but you got to keep your distance. You got to watch yourself.
So it's
wreck
the thing.
Yourself.
Chael was onto something.
He was onto something.
Like, if you keep your distance, we're not going to fight.
Exactly, because the label's got some reach, but you know, you're not expecting to get fucking viciously mauled by a goddamn flamingo. This will be the second bird that's bitten me in my life, maybe a third. I think I've been three.
You got bad luck.
I do. It's
bird
poultry,
bites,
man.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do anything bad. You just like just keep your distance, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, let's get into a little UFC. We had a. I don't know if this fight has title contention, but we had Jared Cannonier versus Kyle Bohio. Let's say that right.
Bohio.
Yeah. It is, you know, whatever. So
here,
I have a
those.
Link. I don't
share
know if I
should
briefly. Click it. Yeah.
There it is.
I got to fast forward, but trying to get a video not to play. But so Cannonier, 40 years old coming into this, he's ranked number 5. And Kyle, he was ranked 12, 31 years old. And he basically called out Cannonier, and Cannonier accepted the fight in Bohio. I don't like to say his name. Maybe I'll call him Boralo, which is 100% wrong. I'll just call him Kyle. 17 fight unbeaten streak.
Wow.
Unanimous decision for him. Things I like, the calf kicks. He dropped Cannonier a couple times with them. His defense, not great. Not great. And he does that John Jones, like straight out with the fingers.
Keeps you with the a bay with the pokey fingers, yeah.
Yeah, and I poked him early in the first.
Perfect.
And, you know, the first two rounds, I'd say it was probably Cannonier. And then round three, Kyle almost finished him. Round four, Kyle. And then round five is when the fireworks went off. And it looked like he had knocked Cannonier out, I don't know, three times. But Dan Mergliano was in there. He's like, I don't hear no bell. Just like, let him fucking get ringed up. I'm like, holy shit. And I wish I could show this video, but it's basically Cannonier getting the blood snot knocked out of him. You can see that little swipe there.
Yeah.
And there's that's probably too much. So, and we just got banned. But it's questionable because, you know, listening to the broadcast, everyone's like, oh, he looks elite. I'm like, I don't see how the guy's going to win against like a Dricus du Plessis, with Sean Strickland, and Adesanya.
Yeah,
like he's got the skill. He's kind of even with the finishes by KO, finishes by sub. He didn't really go for a takedown in this. He did have a submission locked up at the end of the one of the rounds. Might have been the end of the fight, but
you know what I think did it?
Yeah,
it's the neck tattoo.
Could be.
I think there's something to it.
And then there was also, I don't know where I put the picture, but let's see, I think I have it. The after effects of the fight, because I think he also, there was an accidental headbutt, but this is the winning face.
Wow. This was holy shit. It was a freaking brawl.
Yeah. Like, they went to war, and Cannonier on the wrong side of that one.
It's like Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
And freaking
Rory McDonald.
Rory McDonald. I always forget his name.
It's all good. And then I wish I could show the KO, but the one other fight was on the prelims, Wang Kong. I was like, holy shit, I almost want a Wang Chung. That's right. I'll post this. So she shows up as the Joker. So basically, this is ACD MMAN X. Mm-hmm. One punch KO, 62 seconds in their UFC debut. Says she should be on the main card, not the prelims. Victory over Valentina Shevchenko in kickboxing. Says she will beat her in MMA too. So It was like a devastating knockout.
Mm-hmm.
So good to see. I'm not always a fan of the pie weights, you know, but if you can come in and knock someone out in 62 seconds, mm-hmm. I can respect that shit. KO is for lighter weights and especially for the women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan. I think that's all I have for that card. Do a little sponsor action.
Yes. Fellas, do you want your grooming routine to be a one-and-done deal? Well, the days of using the same trimmer for your face and your private parts are over, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. They've come up with the ultimate package to keep your hairs trimmed from 12 to 6. Introducing nice. The Beard and Balls Bundle, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0 and the Beard Hatcher, a trimmer for the moneymaker, and another for the boys downstairs. Get 20% off free shipping with code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping. Code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com for the premium grooming experience. Trust the Manscaped.
That's right. First up, your ball's best friend, a new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Say goodbye to endless passes. This trimmer gets it right the first time, cutting through the bushiest of bushes in every bushy way, effortlessly while being gentle on the skin and your delicate plessis, dragus du plessis.
And get 20% off free shipping with code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it.
That's right. Trims like a ninja, not you. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, maybe even the back of a mail truck. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And remember, you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. BlueChew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. And the best part, it's all done online, comes right to your door. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA and shipped directly from wherever you are, they are, to wherever you are.
That's right. America!
It'd be weird the other way around.
Yeah, yeah, what the hell?
Wait, you're shipping BlueChew from me to them?
Yeah, it comes out of my bedroom to your house or something.
Okay, no, anyway, no.
Well, BlueChew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try BlueChew free. We use our code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank BlueChew for sponsoring the podcast. Mm-hmm. And just like that, back to the show. What else is happening?
Well, can I show the Wong versus Valentin Shevchenko highlights real quick? Since we
can show whatever you want.
Too much to do that. I just want to show you. I can't share the sound, but here's some highlights from when this happened. Let me know if it's too big.
Whoa.
There they are. Is it huge?
Yeah.
There they are. Little slow-mo highlights. I thought you'd like it huge. You know, huge is good. Mm-hmm. There they are.
Kind of bigger little, is better.
Bigger is better. Going at it. Oh, caught it with that one.
Oof. What's going on here? She's just like slinging.
Yep.
A little. That's like old school Muay Thai.
It is. She's looking pretty good. I mean, the fight was like 25 minutes or some shit, so I can't obviously show the whole thing, but this is the closest I could get.
And if she beat her, that's something to say.
She did. Yeah.
Something to say.
That's more of the same. There you go. Maybe one to watch.
Could be it is. These short hairs. You got to watch out for the short hairs, the ladies. Did you see Dana White? Well, actually, we'll go back. So Merab was posting a video showing how he got cut on one of his eyes. And I think he was at the doctor's office or stitching him up. So Dana White was kind of going off on him. He said, oh, it's next level stupid. Some of these guys are so stupid. It's mind boggling. It's unbelievable. I get it, man. It is fucking dumb. And I think he was basically equating it to boxing, how boxing, you never hear when someone gets hurt in fucking boxing, like everyone would try to hide an injury. But in the UFC and MMA, for some reason, everyone wants to post that shit to social media. Like, look at this injury. And I get Dana's point, right? Because where are you going to target? Like, if you're the opponent, and you know, you that guy just got cut on the eye, aren't you going to fucking go right after that injury?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Right. So why are these guys posting? I just, I know why, but
because they lack the attention.
They're dumb as fuck. Some of them, not all of them, but dumb as fuck. I think Dana's right.
Yeah.
But isn't that to be expected? You get punched in the head for a living. I don't expect you to be the smartest fucking guy in the room. I expect you to be the funnest guy, maybe. Fun. What else has happened, Ems?
Well, sticking on women's MMA, Rousey was just commenting about a potential comeback, and she says she's not neurologically fit.
Was she ever?
Anymore. She said she already had dozens of concussions before she got into MMA, and then early on, and there was about a decade of just having concussion symptoms more often than not.
Well, she had discussion symptoms too, because she fucking didn't want to talk to anyone once she lost.
Right. So yeah, I mean, she, you know, said her head, maybe that explains some things, is my point. It's maybe the erratic, weird thought process is due to all those concussions.
It could be, and it could not be. I don't always believe it. I think she was a sore sport or a spoiled sport, spoiled brat, ran away. And I think she was even talking about her loss to Holly Holm, how she probably should have left on that one, but came back because she didn't want to go out on that note. And then she went out on a worser note, I think, Nunes.
Yeah.
Which was a tough fight because nobody was giving Nunes any credit. And fuck. Turns out she was a murderer.
Yep.
And I don't know. Just see, again, once again, it seems weird that now Ronda wants to be all talky talk, where she went for years not doing any interviews or talking about anything related to UFC. So I don't understand her motives here, besides just blaming everything on concussions. Seems odd. So I saw this. Conor McGregor made a post. Let's see here. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but basically,
Get
the volume. Just saying, when I get free, blah, blah, blah. And someone was raising the theory that Conor wants out of his UFC contract. And this is at fucking casuals without a C on Twitter or X, saying day one, I was saying Conor wants out of his UFC contract, and that's why he hasn't fought. Conor ain't lying when he said they won't let me fight out my contract. They did this with GSP as well. He's still being held hostage by the UFC. That's why he couldn't box anyone. Do you believe that?
I mean, no, I don't. To what, he could still box, but I think they'd probably let him. They let him box before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How does this person know shit? Is my question.
No, he doesn't know shit. This is just a random person on the internet.
Speculation. Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to fight again. I think when he says when he's free, he means like literally when he has some time, because he's not going to have any for like 12 years. He's so busy. He has all 17 brands and yachts and parties all the time. And he's in Sturgis and he's in freaking Monaco. He's everywhere, you know? So when he has time, when he's free, he will hit the bag again.
And the weird thing was, like, when he pulled out of that fight with Chandler, it was over a broken toe.
Right.
He could have fought. I mean, maybe there's something. I feel like there's something going on in the background. So maybe he does want out. But what is he going to do? Like, where are you going to make more money than you could in the UFC? Unless he does like a straight up boxing. I don't know if BKFC, since he's part owner, it'd probably be great for him to do a fight over there, both for him financially and for the company if he's part owner. I don't know if that's what he's trying to leverage, but I wouldn't mind seeing him over there. It would be huge, actually, have him bare knuckle someone.
I think he can make a shitload of money there.
Fuck yeah. And he'd probably be pretty good at it. And then he doesn't have to worry about getting kicked in the fucking leg, which is probably a concern since, you know, fucking brutal leg break. let's do one more thing. We'll do a little sponsor. So Gary Goodridge, he fought on UFC 9. What do you think he got paid for that?
UFC 9?
Yes.
$3,000.
Oh, it's actually higher.
Is it? Okay. Six.
A little bit higher. Well, actually, like a lot higher. But
50?
No, not that much. I'll post it now, but confusingly, 15 grand.
Okay.
Which ain't bad when you consider some of these fighters. I still think they're on a 10 to show, 10, right. You know, 10 to win, 10 to 10 or 12 and 12. I don't remember what the bare minimum is. That is actually not bad from back in the day. 15 grand. The date is May 17th, 1996.
Wow. That's good money back then. What would that be like? 50 grand today? No, not that much.
It might be. Could be. Speaking of 50 grand, let's talk about some sponsor action.
A little one scan. I don't know about you, but I'm totally ready for summer. I've been ready. My skin, not so much. It's dry, burns easily, and honestly, you could use a little TLC. Good thing I've got OneSkin. All of their products are created by skin longevity scientists and backed lab and clinical studies. So you know they work. I'm not just talking about the surface benefits either. Their OS01 peptide, this is the one that targets the zombie cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and sagging skin. Scientifically proven reverse skin's biological age at the cellular level. So whether you're laying out at the beach, hiking, or heading out on vacation, OneSkin's OS01 powered sunscreens block UV rays while targeting the UV-induced skin aging you already have. Love all their products, but I'm really excited about their limited edition bundle, Summer Skincare Essentials, which includes their daily moisturizers and broad spectrum sunscreens for the face and the body. So for a little bit limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code FIT15. Wow.
That's right.
Just one fit. FIT15. When you check out at oneskin.co. As summer heats up, give your skin the UV protection, hydration, and cellular support it needs with OneSkin.
That's right. And what do I personally like most about OneSkin? Awesome. See how my skin is so fresh and delicious.
At least 10 years younger. Matt's actually 72 years old. And you started using OneSkin and now he looks 50.
That's right.
Amazing.
And OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity.
Yes.
Targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FIT15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in your health or in the health of your skin with OneSkin. And support from today's episode comes from True Nutrition. It's no suit. Here we go. It's no secret that many health supplements contain fillers and even harmful chemicals. That's why I'm excited to talk about True Nutrition, a company founded on relentlessly sourcing the highest quality ingredients, third-party testing those ingredients, and then first-party tests them on site to further ensure purity. This means what's in the package is exactly what it says on the package. If that's not enough, they then put the power in your hands to create your own custom protein or greens powder mix using these high-quality ingredients because they know nutrition is not one-size-fits-all. This is truly sports nutrition designed by you. Make any protein or greens powder combination you want. Give it a flavor, a boost, even a custom name, all while watching nutrition facts update in real time as you build and adjust. Are you ready to dial in your nutrition? The highest quality ingredients possible. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off your entire order when you use code MMA. That's 15% off your order at truenutrition.com with promo code MMA.
Yes, and I have here, Matt, actually.
Yes.
Some True Nutrition stuff I've actually customized and made myself. I'm like swimming in it. I have so much, I'm overflowed.
Nice.
But I'll tell you, it's really cool because you can go on their site and then you want to make like a protein and you click on the like customizing thing and then you get to pick like what kind of protein they have protein I didn't even know existed. There's like 42 kinds of protein. I don't even know. So
that's what it's about.
This one in particular is grass-fed hydrolyzed beef collagen, right? Never had protein like this. But anyways, and into your flavors, select some boosts, and then boom, they ship it to your door. I chose chocolate fudge brownie, and I gotta say, it's delicious. You know, you just throw it in with some milk and boom, or water. A-okay.
Nice.
Solid.
And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off your entire order when you use code MMA at checkout. That's 15% off your order at TrueNutrition.com. Promo code MMA. Take the guesswork out of nutrition with True Nutrition.
Yeah.
Just like that. Back to the show.
Back to the show. Jake Paul says he's making $40 million to fight Mike Tyson.
That would not surprise me.
That's a fuck ton of money.
That's that Netflix shit, if it ever happens.
Is that
right?
What it is? If they ever do it? What do you think Tyson's making?
Probably pretty similar.
They got to get this fight going. This is a lot of money.
I know. Well, I think Netflix, I feel like it lost a lot of hype because he had to pull out. And then Paul had to fight Mike Perry, which, I mean, I wish it went the other way, but. Mike needs to get paid. It's just, again, can he make it? Because I don't believe the pullout cause of a fucking ulcer. You can fight through a fucking ulcer.
Yeah.
I speak through experience when I say these things. So you can do it. You can do it. There was something else going on. But yeah, does that make sense? Sure. Why not? Fuck, make $150 million. I don't give a shit if someone's willing to pay it. And the weird thing is, like, you're not charging anybody for it. Everybody's got Netflix. I think it's a stress test for them to see what they can handle from a streaming standpoint. And then they can purchase the UFC next time around. Maybe.
Netflix, what? Are they bigger? Are they big enough to do that?
I think they have enough money. They're super profitable, I think, because they've just rung up everyone since everyone had to stay home for a while. Did you see his picture of Cain Velasquez? He's hanging out with the boys.
Oh, he's back in the gym. Look at him go.
Yeah, looks monstrous, even with that ankle monitor on.
That's funny.
Got my wrestling shoes and my ankle monitors.
And he makes Cormier look small. That's crazy.
Yeah, Cormier's fucking probably 280 there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's making things happen. I forgot what's going on with this court case.
I think he did like a plea of some sort.
Yeah, I think something's going on in the works. Attempted murder isn't great.
No.
Shooting at people. I mean, there's reasons behind it. He's not wrong. He just went about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Hands. He's a kid. Just murder a fucking guy with your hands. No one's going to. Because you shot the wrong person. That's kind of the problem.
It happens.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
It's normal. Did you say wrestling, Matt? I believe you said wrestling.
Yes.
Curious.
Yes.
What is this move?
Hmm.
What do you call this?
It's like the fucking gay teeter totter.
It's just like, oh my God.
I don't know what you're watching, Inga. I don't know what gay porn sites you're on, your fucking Grindr, whatever you're doing over there, so but good for you. Good for you. I gotta cleanse my palate. Let's do a little Russian MMA. This is before the pre-fight interview. They, you know, Russia, they like to have fun. They like to party.
Are they gonna shoot each other?
Yeah. That's a big fucking expensive table.
It is.
Oh, what are we doing here?
They're wrecking the place.
Yeah.
Super ridiculous.
I mean, why can't would even you have an interview.
No, why would you have a guy in there if they're, you know, why would you ever have people in there if this is what they
I do? Like how, exactly. I like how this guy was cleaning the table. Like not expecting anything and then fuck your table, bitch. Thanks. I'm trying to do a podcast here. You guys are fucking my shit up. Anyway, what else you got?
Let's see. I'm going to keep it weird, man. So there was this redneck brawl.
Right, how weird.
Over the weekend. Really weird. Yes. Can't hear sound because whatever. But they actually had to stop the fight.
Holy Jesus.
Because, here you go. Yeah.
It's like tough man. Whoa.
It's like a redneck. Yeah. It's a tough man thing. But so they get going and this woman's boob keeps popping out. Like it just won't stay in.
Well, I can respect this.
It just keeps happening.
So let it fly, lady.
And they had to stop the fight
My
because
titty
of that.
keeps coming
But
out.
Wildfire there in the black is putting on a hurting. Like she's going at it.
She's going ham on
See,
that.
There it goes again.
Oh, Jesus. Why are they blurring this out?
I mean, I don't really want to see it, but it's, geez.
Well, she should just start punching her in it.
She should.
And how do you, well, it's redneck. That's why she doesn't have enough support for sure.
No.
They know no support.
Nope.
They know
just
no
let
support.
Let them fly, baby.
Barefoot and pregnant. That's how we roll. Do a little tweet of the week. I got a couple. All
right.
Let's open these up. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh. John Jones looking svelte.
Oh, damn. It's huge.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work out. And here's a video. It says, Poton pulls rim job at the old tire shop. Hanging out on your sites, apparently.
Oh.
I don't want to see that. I don't know what that means, but
I think I'm good.
I'm good. Good. What else is happening?
What do I got left? Oh, there was a fight over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was like a leaking problem. In the fight, and it was not blood leaking. Damn, sorry, I'm having a hard time getting. Here we go. So here they are. You can see clearly the water is leaking all over, and this
are you
cage.
Sure, someone's not pissing on them.
No, positive. They were having problems with some sort of the rain leaking through
HIV positive
the roof and shit. And you know, this just kept impacting the fighters, and there's like slip and sliding going on.
Yeah, you can see even the canvas is bubbling.
It's right, because it's soaking wet. They said it's basically like, you know, an inch of water.
Slip and slide.
Yeah. Fighting. Anyways, there wasn't a whole lot of action. It's just that, you know, they didn't do
shit
insane.
About
it. They didn't stop the fight.
I don't know what they can do, right?
Fight on.
Yeah, just fight on. We're not going to fix this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm at like KOs. If you got any,
I have some.
Oh yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you start us off?
Here's a women's fight. I think I can share sound on this one. Just make sure it's not too loud. Perfect.
Really relaxed, almost sambering her way around the ring here. Very relaxed start.
Man, that was brutal. Head kick.
Yeah.
Replay. There's a replay in there somewhere. Nope, didn't play it. Anyways, that's the first one.
Do you want to go through all of them?
Yeah. Whatever you got. Sorry. Ahead. Yeah, I can blow it up.
Hold yeah.
Are you okay?
Well, my house got skunked, so.
Oh, he's dying.
I'm feeling the effects of the skunk.
Sorry, don't die. Here we go. Here's a boxing one. Multiple uppercut one.
Oof, just, oof.
I mean,
well, if it's working, just keep throwing it. Oh man. That's rough. Especially because you put your arm over and then you take a couple more for good measure because the rope's hanging you up.
Right.
Fuck.
And then my other one is not loading. Nothing. It won't load. Link's dead.
All right. Here we go. Let's see what happens. I got three. Oh
damn.
There you go.
Is
go.
That are they fighting on concrete?
It might as well. Concrete and hay.
Wow.
Let's throw the whole body into it. Oh, headshot.
Damn.
Ow.
Distância e depois meu amigo
vem com aquela leg kick.
Uh-huh.
Lá de trás engatilhada.
Yeah, that one didn't work out.
Big height difference, man. Luta,
yeah, that guy's slinging. Oh. That's loud. Jesus Christ.
Damn. He got cocky and ate one right on the chin.
Yeah, some people like the party.
No bueno.
Hey, did you see this picture of Holly Holm? I guess she was in Ibiza at a nightclub at 4 a.m. and Molly McCann bumped into her.
Did not. How's it looking?
Like I like the party. I've been up all night. Her eyes are fucking gonked out.
Yeah.
You ever seen Borat in a swimsuit?
No, I'm afraid. What are you gonna
Well,
say?
there you go.
Oh man.
And apparently someone posted because Kay Hansen was wearing something similar. They're like,
I
hey, you
prefer
kind of look like fucking Borat.
I prefer that what she has going to
Yep.
what he, it's disturbing what he has going.
Yep. And then I just got a handful of other things, unless you have anything else.
I just got some knowledge.
Okay. So I got a fighter tattoo. We'll do a little ass nuts. This is fighter ranking. UFC 305 fighter Tom Nolan got some new hand tattoos. Scale 1 to 10. Where are you going? Oh, we should go back because you can see the whole, both of them together this way.
2009-08.
That's kind of crazy the amount of detail that he has on his hands, though.
I mean the
Before, I'm
tech.
not looking at the knuckles, I'm just looking at
Yeah.
the amount of shit you got in there.
I mean
What do you
those are
think?
cool tattoos, but man, I think they're pretty cool. I just, yeah.
I'm not a fan of the numbers on the.
I wish the numbers weren't there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you.
But
What do you think
the
then? 1 to 10. Where are you ranking?
7, only because of the numbers. It could easily be a 9 if not no
Okay.
numbers.
I'm down with that. I like that. No, yeah, numbers are weird.
Well, that wristband is or whatever
Yeah.
bracelet he was on looks real almost.
Yeah. That's like for a hand tattoo, probably one of the better ones I've seen. I'm not a fan of fucking hand tattoos, but anyway.
No.
There was this interesting fun thread on Sherdog. So we can kind of run through this. It basically the name of the thread is name a UFC conspiracy theory that you 100% believe is reality. And we can kind of talk about some of these because some of these I didn't even think about. So the first one here, let me close all the bullshit that I'm gonna have to black out later. I believe Matt Hughes' twin brother would weigh in for him so he could stay bulk when there was less regulation. Like, I never thought about that. That's a fucking for sure possibility,
That
right?
could be true.
God, can I
Could
get
be.
more pop-ups? Jesus fucking Christ. Let's see. You think John Jones is being protected at heavyweight?
No. GSP was abducted by ET. Definitely.
Where's he?
Scroll down. Scroll down. It's this guy.
Oh yeah. But this site is just fucking murdering me with ads. It wasn't this bad earlier. Let's
That's okay.
see. Nothing too crazy. This is I'm about to jump out of. Oh, Dana White and Brendan Schaub are Eskimo Brothers. All right, I gotta get out of this site. I'll revisit this next week. I'll just take those out and put them in a separate thing because I can't do all these fucking pop-ups. It's ruining the
I'm
user
with you. I'm with you.
experience. So I'm probably just gonna black that whole section out. Let's see. Another question. Top five fighters you'd rob a bank with. 100%.
Sean Strickland. Rob a bank with what the I'm gonna say Frank Mir because he's smart.
Okay. There you
That
go.
guy's
That's a good
really
idea.
that's
That's a good idea.
he's gonna have a strategy other
And
than
a
and bulk up, you know. There's gonna
choke
be
hold or a broken limb or some
yeah.
kind of
So
submission for looking at him weird.
we need crazy. Who's crazy? I don't fucking who's crazy? We need an oops.
Well, I need some people skilled with weapons. So Tim Kennedy for sure
Thank you, Tim.
is going in
He's
there.
crazy, Tim
He's got a
Kennedy.
little bit of I'd like a little Donald Cerrone because he's got the cowboy in him. You want a little
Yeah.
of that? Maybe a little Chuck Liddell. I want someone that looks intimidating too, and maybe not be all there, maybe like a Brock Lesnar. And maybe like a little eye candy, like you have like a Mackenzie Dern go in there and start stripping. So that's a little distraction. Like people are like, well, what's
Yeah.
going on over here? It's like a magician. Like you look over here while I'm doing the shit over here.
Smoke screen. I like it.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of like that kind of shit, you know? And I don't know. We can go right into knowledge if you want.
I have something to cheer you up.
Yes, go ahead.
My nephews found the cutest dog at the Dolphins game today.
Wow.
Did you notice something weird about the dog?
Is there a dog in the picture?
What is happening in the
It's like
background here?
Morgana, the kissing bandit. She used to run into
Epic.
the fucking thing.
Look at this. What is the deal? That's
I don't
crazy.
know. All I see is like a back injury. Like, my back hurts just looking at that picture.
That's
oh
why
God.
She's that's why she's sitting down. Who would do that to themselves?
I don't know, but my knowledge kind of almost coincides with yours, because apparently there's a bucket challenge or something. I don't know. Maybe there's a bucket challenge, but I'm not going to play any audio. We're just going to go with the sound. So I didn't know you could just like hold a bucket and throw shit in it.
Oh.
What is this about? You just
That's
put
crazy.
Shit in your bucket.
Damn. That woman has gigantic
hands free.
Breasts.
Hands free.
That's crazy. Did an event like clips put under there, clip shit to it.
It's okay.
The bra clip. This could be
you
our
do.
claim to fame.
It could be.
The bra clip.
That note, let's shut it down before it's like once we get here, it's we get so off the rails. I don't know what's happening.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Gruitt, thanks for playing.